This is Shambhala Sun editor of web publications Rod Mead Sperry, and you're listening to Shambhala Sun Audio. Zen teacher and author John Tarrant was one of the featured speakers, along with Dzogchen Panlop Rinpoche, Polly Young Eisendrath, and Sylvia Borstein, at last year's program on love and relationships held at New York's Omega Institute and co-sponsored by Shambhala Sun. As we prepare for this year's April weekend on the topic, we thought we'd present the following clip of John speaking on how to uncover the love in any relationship, whether with a loved one or the luminous being waiting to ring you in at the grocery store.
If you don't show up for your own life, we might say, we tend to ask other people to fill in the bits we won't show up for, and that makes it hard on them. So the more fully we can really have our own practice, the more our ideas about who we are don't become as important as what's this felt experience, what's the texture of this, what's delightful about this. So practice is a way of not dodging the difficult, suffering, painful bits when you want to chew your leg off because you feel like you're in a trap. It's not dodging that, but it's also not dodging the beauty and the marvel of it and the wonder of it and the capacity to connect that we have. A practice is very fundamentally close to that. I've often heard teachers, including myself, debate, well, you know, there's some people seem to be drawn towards the wonder of practice and the marvel of it, and some people seem to be fleeing the burning house, you know. And I think in a way we all have both experiences, you know, that I find both of those in myself. And sometimes we feel like it hurts and I want a practice to console me. But other times, you know, the only way to really appreciate and be grateful to life is to have a practice. So love, I think, then starts there. And the other thing to say is that about love is that I think we make a couple of really basic mistakes that having a practice can shift for us. And I mentioned before the idea that a relationship is a machine that we can fix if we put the right oil on it or swap out a few sprockets, you know. And I don't think it is, you know. I think that to start looking at what we do with other people as a gift is helpful. There used to be systems where if you wanted to make up your mind about something, including whom to marry, you drew a list, and on this side were the pluses, and on this side were the minuses. The algorithm of like assigning a percentage or a valence to each, and then you added it all up and you got a number or a feel for it. And I think a gift is not like that at all. I have a teenage daughter and I'm close to her, and you notice with a child that you show up without wanting a lot in return, you know. But then you notice, I had this experience with a friend of mine who didn't actually have kids, but he married a woman with young kids, and he noticed how much love he felt for these kids. In some way, he was in this mess too, you know. And then he noticed this beautiful thing that if I love this kid, I'm not adding anything. I'm taking away the not loving. When we're free and we really look at somebody and really show up, they tend to be beautiful, you know. And he thought, well, oh. Then he noticed he dropped the kids off at elementary school. The other kids started to be beautiful too. You know, this curmudgeonly old bachelor suddenly started like saying, wow, look at the kids, you know. And then it was, oh, wow, look at the grown-ups. You know, there's that word bodhicitta and the sense of wanting to open our own hearts and minds because it's good for the world, not just for us. But it is good for us too. You know, if it's good for the world, it's probably good for us. It's not some esoteric, strange thing. It's a very fundamental human experience. So that's another thing I'm trying to underline here, that the experience you get from practice is a fundamental thing that's natural to the nature of the mind. You know, you look at somebody and I'm just looking around here. You guys look pretty good. It's like life could be worse. We're in this great place. You know, it's like we have a moment. You know, we're hanging out together thinking about love and the Dharma and practice. And hey, I'll take it. And then it's nice. And then, you know, you're in the checkout counter and it's not somebody just giving you groceries. It's a being of light there. It's some luminous beings handing you your carrots, you know. And it's amazing how hip those people behind the checkout counter can be. If you just give them the tiniest smile, they just like, boom, you know, they just open up. And so that's part of practice, that discovery.
That was John Tarrant talking about mindfulness, love, and relationship. To join him at this year's weekend on the topic in New York City from April 3rd to April 5th, along with Dzogchen Ponlop Rinpoche, Polly Young Eisendrath, and Sylvia Borstein, visit the Shambhala Sun's events page. You'll find a link on the top navigation bar on shambhalasun.com. Or visit the Omega Institute's homepage at eomega.org. This is Rod Mead Sperry, and thanks for listening to Shambhala Sun Audio.